ושוב, הרב שליטה, שוב, my dear friend, Rabbi Yosef, the Bar Abayis, ושוב, the family and friends, the Chol HaMesubim Kan. It's a moving occasion to commemorate the second yahrzeit of my dear and all of our dear close friends, Rav Moshe Zelig, Ben Rav Zerach HaKohen, Zechreinu Livracha. And it's hard to believe that 2 years have passed. It's hard to believe that he's perhaps no longer with us because he feels so much a part of us and so alive. When I was informed of this very special event, I'll be honest, the first thought that I had was, I wonder if they would have asked Rav Moshe Zelig himself, would you want Yeshiva Sagra to carry your name? And my first thought was, I'm sure he would have said no, because amongst his many outstanding midos was the midah of tznius. The Novi says that that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires. Hatznei Alechet, Hatznei Alechet. And as the Rav mentioned, really the Sheirish of the Midah of Tznius is, why must I publicize? Who am I trying to impress? I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We perhaps live in an age where this is not so popular. At a click of a button, everything could be flashed around the world. Everybody needs to know about everybody else's business. Somebody told me of a Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim. Somebody approached this Talmud Chacham and he said to him, do you want to hear an amazing story about a particular individual? Okay. He said, you know, this individual, he did this and he did that and he did that. Isn't that amazing? And this Talmud Chacham said, it is amazing. And if nobody would know about it, it'd be even more amazing. But the Midah of Tznius is very specifically the Midah of Koyanim. Rav Moshe Zelig was a Koyan, Chazal tell us, HaKoyanim, the Tznuim, Moishchem es Yodeyim. The Koyanim, by very definition, their Avoida was not done in the public eye. It was in the Beis HaMikdosh, a place where most people couldn't access. Supreme Koyan, as it were, the Koyan Godel, was the most Tzonua person in Klal Yisrael. Lifnai v'lifnim, he went to areas that nobody could possibly step there. And in fact, the Gemara tells us that there was an Isha Gedoyla b'Yisrael, whose name was Kimchis, and she was outstanding in the middle of Tznius, the Gemara tells us, and she had 7 sons. All of whom became Koyanim Gedoilim. And the Moral explains, because if she excelled in the Midah of Tznius, then Midah Keneged Midah, Koyanim Gedoilim, Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Panimo, they are the most Panimi people around. Rav Moshe Zelig lived his whole life like that. We were zeicha to know him in the last few decades. Everything he was involved with, you wouldn't have known unless you happened to know. Yeshiva Sagro, I'm sure most people did not know that was Rav Moshe Zelig's idea. His name was never on any flyer, on any program. The Chanukah Yarche Kala was his brainchild as well, every single year, encouraging others to spend even more time learning. His name was never on any flyer. He designed the flyer, he arranged the shurim, he sponsored, he paid for everything. Lilu Nishmas, his mother, whose yahrzeit falls on Chanukah. But it was never about himself. He was a true Kohen. He was a true Kohen, excelling in the middle of Tznius. And probably there are other programs that he was involved with, but I don't know, because he was a Tzonua. And so had he been asked, would you want Yeshiva Sagra to carry your name, perhaps at first thought he would have said, it's the last thing I would have wanted. He was always happy to be Emor Ma'at Vasei Harbe. I was always amazed. I would have thought Rav Moshe Zelig would be the worst Askan in Klal Yisrael. Many Askanim people in public life are tough and loud and pushy. And he was neither tough or loud or pushy. But he was so matzliach because he was mechaven libo l'shem shamayim. But on second thoughts, I think Rav Moshe Zelig would have wanted his name to have appeared on the yeshiva. The yeshiva should carry his name. We're in the week of Shavuos, and Chazal tell us, it's a medrash in Rus, that Boaz gave what seemed to be a small amount of food to Rus. And the medrash says, this is recorded in the Megillah. It says in Megillah's Rus, exactly the details of what Boaz gave to Ruth, and the Medrash says, if Boaz only would have known that this would be recorded for eternity, he would have given her a whole big suda. Then that would have been written. Very different stand. Boaz, the Godel Hadoi, was interested in having his name splashed across the Megillah. If he would have only have known the publicity he would have received, he would have done more. That's not the Pshat Chas V'Shalom. The Pshat is that sometimes we don't realize ourselves that what we think are small maisim, but they could be mashpia. And they could be mechazik other people. And had Boaz written, had Boaz realized what seemingly be there, a small mice, he gave it a bit of food, and the Megillah records it. So it must be that it's important if it qualifies for a posuk, it's for Kodesh. And the Rashba learns, la halacha, this is a sifan shulchan aruch, to be mefarseim oisei mitzvah, to be mefarseim oisei mitzvah, the shulchan aruch, the Ramah Paskin, that if somebody wants to dedicate, for example, a building,
He writes, it's mutter to write the name of the donor on the building, and then the Ramah adds, v'ro'ulas, it's appropriate to do. And he's quoting a Rashba, and the Rashba is based on this Medrash, because when you see somebody's name on a building, and you think to yourself, you know something? If he could do it, then I could do it as well. How many times in our Avodas Hashem do we say these scary words? I can't. It's too much. And then you see somebody, a peer, a friend who was able to do it. So if he can, then surely I can as well. I'll tell you something very beautiful that happened in our Beis HaMedrash recently. There's one day a year, in the Israeli calendar, where most offices and workplaces are closed. National Day of Independence, which is a very important day in our calendar because there's a lot more Limud Torah on that day. And our Beis HaMedrash in Ramah Gimel was fuller than ever. And those who normally leave the Beis HaMedrash at 10 o'clock, for example, and go to work, on that day they weren't working, so they were able to learn more. One of the members told me the most unbelievable thing. He's normally there till 10 o'clock in the Beis HaMedrash, but this day he wasn't going to work, so he thought, I can add an extra hour of learning. So he's learning Bahasmada until 11 o'clock, and he's just about to close his Gemara and leave when he looks up, and he sees that another member of our Kehillah is also normally only there till 10 o'clock, but he's still there learning. He thought to himself, well, if he can learn, then I can also. How can I leave the Beis HaMedrash? So he learns for another hour, and he's there now till 12 o'clock, and he thought, okay, I've added 2 days, 2 hours to my Kriyas Itim, that's surely the limit. And he looks up, and once again, he sees this other member of our killer. He's still learning. And he thinks to himself, if he can, then I can. And he added an extra hour, and he learned till 1 o'clock, and he stayed till Mincha. At the end of the Seder, he went up to this second member, and he said, a big Yashar Koyach to you, Yashar Koyach way. He said, I'll be honest, I was actually planning on leaving the Beis HaMedrash at 11 o'clock, but I looked up, and I saw you, were learning, so I carried on. 12 o'clock, you were learning. And the second member of the killer said to him, actually, the opposite is true. I was planning on leaving, and every time I looked up, I saw you learning, so I say this. Meister Shoya. The person doesn't realize sometimes. Imagine if that person would have said, you know, I'm going to learn, but I have to be mastim, my meisim, hatsnea leches, and he would have learned to home, then the second member wouldn't have got that chizuk. So sometimes it's an inyan, if you mechazen libel Hashem shomayim, that could be mechazek others. If he can, then I can. He can learn till 11, and till 12, and till 1, and who's being mechazek who? And I think, therefore, Moshe Zelig would have agreed and have been proud for his name to be attached to this yeshiva, not just as a memorial, but rather as a chizuk. Every time, as the Rav mentioned, to understand what's the yeshiva about, who founded it. It's true, there were always shiurim in the grove. The Rav Ram Adler was giving shiurim for years, and Rav Yehuda Berenstein. But it was Moshe Zelig who set up the structure, and he invested and infused the energy and the life and the different shiurim all behind the scenes. And if we see his name now attached to Yeshiva Sagra and think to ourselves, it was a Yid who came from America and he could have retired, could have taken things easy, but he never retired, he never wound down. He only really wound up, and his whole raison d'etre was to be mechazik others, How can I bring in more Torah? I remember on one occasion, I'm not sure if the Rav remembers, somebody actually made a donation to the shul and stipulated that they want the money specifically to be for going for advertising the learning programs in the Gro. So of course, Ramesh Zelig, Rosh Verishrein, the whole Dolosh of Kedusha, he arranged it, and in the local advertisers, there was a full page, Yeshiva Tagro, join now, and all the shiurim, was sponsored by a particular individual, and after a while, remember the Rav asked Ramesh Zelig, no, it did anything? Anybody extra came for the learning programs? And Ramesh Zelig said, to be honest, not many, but one additional person did come, and the Rav said, oh, money well spent. And he was proud. It was money well spent. So Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, when we see this name, it's not just a matzeva, it's a chizuk. It keeps Ramesh Zelig's, not just legacy alive, but it keeps his whole hashkofas hachaim as a chizuk to us. If he can, then we can. We can also be mechazik, other people learning. No, I'm not such an asker, and I'm a quiet person. Ramesh Zelig was quiet, and look what he produced. So mitz Hashem, this should be'ezus Hashem, all the learning within Yeshiva Sagra should go mechoyel al choyel. It should bring about an ilui for his neshama, and the biggest ilui for his neshama will be those who will see the name and think, if he could do it, then I could do it. Mitzvah Hashem, it should bring not only an ilui neshama, but also a neshama to the whole family. I may say to our Auntie Jan and the entire mishpacha, you should only hear the suris toivos, yeshuos, the neshamos, the entire family, for the whole kehillah, and the Mitzvah Hashem for all of Klal Yisrael. Thank you.
just want to give a few thank yous here. First of all, to the Jasons for opening up their house, as Danny beautifully said before, there's no more appropriate house to host this event. We all know how close Rabbi Yosef and Moshe Zelig were, and I'm sure the wives too, and very appropriate that this evening should take place here. I want to thank Daria Sonnenberg for a lot of work that went into the preparation of this evening. Reb Arya is stepping into big shoes by taking over the whole administration. He learns there as well, but he's taken on a large chunk of the administration of Yeshivat Hagro, Zichron Moshe Zelig. And I want to thank him for that. I want to thank our dedicated secretary, Mrs. Garfinkel, for all the arrangements. And also all the ladies who came and helped you to set it up so beautifully, and all those who slept, the drinks and everything else. So this is not a speech. We're going to make a little presentation. And as we know, we've heard so much about Rav Moshe Zelig tonight, and you know, a lot of it, so much of it resonates with us. Those of us who, you know, who davened with him, who learned with him, who spent time with him, that's who he was. And it was beautifully encapsulated here tonight by all the speakers. But behind every successful person, there's always a Eishes Chayil who supports it and gives the backing to all these projects. And, you know, we have no doubt that everything that Moshe Zelig did was with the full backing of Mrs. John Cohn. I'm going to read out a plaque that we're going to give the family to commemorate this amazing evening. A lasting tribute to Rav Moshe Zelig Cohn Zatzal. On the occasion of Rav Moshe Zelig's second yahrzeit, we are renaming Yeshiva Hagro to Yeshiva Hagro Zichron Moshe Zelig. May all the learning in Yeshiva Hagro be an ilu neshama for Rav Moshe Zelig. This is a fitting tribute to a man whose dedication and vision helped build what Yeshiva Hagro is today. Yehi Zichro Baruch, Harav Elimelech Konfel Shlita, Mitzpala Le'agro, Loim De'agro. I think all has been said. I'm not going to be Marich. I just want to thank everybody who came to join us in this special evening. And the Neshama Shev Naliyah, the whole family, and we should carry on in the ways of Rav Moshe Zelig and take the messages that we heard tonight and try incorporate them ourselves. Hananya. Yeah? Hananya Melakta Shemir.
Can I turn the mic on?
Yeah.